entangled in your sweaty embrace, lying in what remains of the bed where we did battle. Sheets twisted beyond all recognition, duvet thrown to the floor. The lamp in the corner we toppled to the wooden floor, blinking on and off in spasms. Collateral damage of our most recent skirmish. I feel your hand around my back, holding my trembling body, cradling it in your arms, sustaining it with heat and reassurance as I shake. My head rests on your chest, limp and weary after overpowering your defenses. The heavy thud of your heart rings in my ear, sounding like war drums, slowing down after a great victory. My hand holds the back of your head, runs my fingers gently over your scalp. We look into each other's eyes with tenderness, adoration, love. Yes, we are allies now. Of course, secretly, we were always on the same side. The battle began this morning. It was all in the way you looked at me before you left for work. It was my day off, and I wore my dressing gown, and nothing else. Although we'd had breakfast together, you still looked hungry. And I made it my mission to tease you, opening my dressing gown, revealing just enough of my thigh and cleavage to leave an impression on you. I was certain you'd take me there and then, if only you didn't have to go to work. Your reluctance to leave made me smile. I admit that I teased you mercilessly during the day, sending you quick text messages while you were at work, describing how little I was wearing, writing suggestive puns about how I couldn't wait for you to come tonight, calling you up on your lunch break and whispering in your ear how badly I wanted you home so you could use me. Then I told you all the ways I would enjoy you using me. Sideways, from behind, against a wall, anything. As long as you came, and came hard. Then, the final assault. I sent you a picture of me in my lingerie. Oh yes. I could imagine you wound up tighter than a drum at work, fit to burst. Just the way I like it. So when you came home, well, there was little chance that you wouldn't be in attack formation. But just to be sure, I sat on the couch, reading a softcover book, naked. My opening gambit. When you slammed the door shut and stalked towards me, I kept my eyes on the book, with a little smile playing on my lips. You growled at me about how I had driven you mad with all the teasing, all the texts, the picture. And all the time, I carry on reading with that little smile. You got more and more and more worked up, demanding I stop reading and look at you. Let you see more of my body. Oh no. If you want to make this conquest, you take the first step, my darling. The final straw comes when I deliberately lick my finger and use it to turn the page. You dashed the book to the ground, grabbed me by the shoulders, and kissed me. Oh, how you kissed me. Your tongue thrashing around, pushing against mine, your hands on my shoulders, pulling me into your wild embrace, locked into passion for almost a minute. Then you pulled away. I saw it in your eyes. You were ready for war. Still smiling, my eyes full of lust, I whispered the first words in my war chant. Take me. You grabbed me roughly and kissed me, running your tongue wildly against mine, letting your teeth bite the skin of my neck. I tore at your clothes, ran my hands over your shoulders and chest, felt your hands squeeze my breasts. I pulled your head back and started to lick and bite your neck and chest. You moaned with pleasure as I tantalized your nipples with my tongue. I grinned. This is all too easy, I thought. I will conquer you. My hands fumbled with that damned belt of yours. Thankfully, you helped me, and before I knew it, you'd stepped out of your trousers and stood there, with your huge erection. I worked my way back up your chest to your lips. Another kiss, this one so powerful it could convert dust into diamonds. I briefly saw stars, before I could gasp the next words in my war chant. Use me. You snarled at me, with mad lust in your eyes, and I felt a wave of excitement. You grabbed me at the shoulders and hips and spun me round to face the sofa. My heart started to beat double time, and I couldn't help but smile as you pushed me, my hands and arms stretched out to grab the back of the sofa, my knees on the cushions, my thighs open. You came up behind me, started to bite and lick my shoulder, my back. I felt lightheaded, my brain drowning in endorphins, feeling I was wanted, desired. Then I felt your hot, wet tongue on my clit, and I shuddered with pleasure. I moaned. I often moan when we are together. Sometimes to encourage you. Sometimes because I like the sound I'm making. Sometimes because you drive me wild. And sometimes because you're making me so damned horny I can't stand it. I feel like my body is going to explode. So I have to moan, groan, whimper, scream, anything to keep myself from passing out with pleasure. This was one of those moments. As your tongue glid back and forth over my clit, I moaned with a primal urge, with a desire to be used as your fuck toy. Suddenly, the battle didn't seem so decisive after all. Oh. My head fell limp as my limbs started to shake. It was all I could do just to hang on to the sofa. Then you started stabbing at my pussy with the end of your tongue. Oh, I threw my head back with lust, in heat. I shouted at you to continue. You did, dabbing your tongue into my clit, sending ripples of heat and pleasure through my body. Oh, I felt the ripples turn into waves. They increased in ferocity as you licked, sucked, and gently nipped my clit. I started panting, shouting, begging. Then you stopped. I screamed at you to continue. Nothing. I looked back at you with wild eyes. You were standing looking down at me. With lust, with love, with that smug grin on your face, when you know you've got me where you want me. I begged, I beseeched, I pleaded with you. Please, finish me. Finish what you started. You grabbed me, pulled me upright, turned me to face you, and kissed me with passion, with fervor, with lust. I pushed my tongue into your mouth and tasted myself on your tongue. My hands clawed down your back, leaving marks on your body, as I tried to grind my pussy against your cock, trying to finish myself off. Then you pushed me away from you. I looked into your eyes, with an expression of hurt and confusion. You grinned, then pushed me down to my knees, eye level with your cock. Now it was my turn to grin. I put it to my lips and you pushed my head halfway down your length. I ran the flat of my tongue around the girth, around and around and around, feeling your balls tighten. I was overwhelmed by that cock, darling. It slid down and down, past my mouth and into my throat. I swallowed a few times, letting my throat muscles massage it. You drove me crazy with lust, just filling me with your cock. I started to gag and cough. I came up for air, but I was swiftly back down in your cock, licking, sucking, and swallowing. Gagging, coughing, spluttering with wetness gathering at the back of my throat. Oh. Your hand dictated the speed and the depth. Somewhere over the sounds of slurping, licking, and my heart roaring in my ears, I heard you groaning, moaning, shouting. Oh, you let your hands fall away from the back of my head as you got closer and closer and closer. Then I got my revenge. In one smooth move, I let your cock fall from my mouth, stood up and grabbed your balls. You yelped, and I purred my pleasure. I looked at you quizzically, raising my eyebrow, letting my eyes say, "Well, what are you going to do?" In answer, you grabbed my hand and led me to the bedroom. My riposte? Yes. Fuck me. We stumbled into the bedroom, locked in your embrace, tongues sliding together, my hands fondling you, one of your hands kneading my breast, the other grabbing my ass. We knocked over the lamp in the corner, trying to find our way to the bed. Once there, the battle began in earnest. Teasing with our tongues, constantly taking each other to the brink and then retreating. Waves of pleasure flowed from my clit, battered against my brain, made me moan and say senseless words. You pinned me down and fucked me, one hand around my throat, choking me, but not too hard. Even in savage war, you always take care of me. You growled in my ear about my sexy body, and how much you enjoy using me, how much pleasure I give you. Oh, your words, your hot breath in my ear, your sheer animal ferocity drives me over the edge. Oh, I shut my eyes and scream as I'm pushed beyond my limits into pure pleasure. Oh, I climaxed and slumped to the bed as orgasm after orgasm shot their way through my body. I vaguely heard you shout my name to the heavens before firing your cum into my warm, wet, inviting pussy. It gave me yet another thrill, and I gasped for air, trying to keep my senses. Fell to the bed beside me. After a few deep breaths, I felt you hugging me to your body and peppering mine with slow, gentle, kind kisses. You ran your hand through my tangled hair and fondled my throat as if it were made of delicate china. I lay in your arms, basking in the sensations of my orgasm, of your sighed expressions of love, of your touch. I opened my eyes and found that the animal who had waged war on me had been replaced by a saint, a lover beyond all comparison. I started to tremble with exhaustion and emotion, and you pulled me towards you, guided my head to lie on your chest, and stroked my hair in the back of my neck. Softly, tenderly, with love. We are too passionate to ever have simply diplomatic relations. This battle is over, but the war will start anew tomorrow. Thankfully. But now you stir, and we look into each other's eyes. You kiss me tenderly, pull me closer to you, caress me, grip me, and then we make love, not war. I surrender.